Restaurants have been some of the hardest hit businesses in the pandemic. In Lane County, the industry lost more than 1,600 jobs since March, according to a regional economist. KLCC's Rachel McDonald checked in with three restaurant owners in Eugene.
The fall and winter months will mean less capacity for local restaurants, since many have relied on outdoor dining to stay afloat. Ashley Hawkins owns Grit, a farm-to-table restaurant in Eugene's Whitaker neighborhood. She closed in March when the state shut things down. Then in June, with the help of the CARES Act, she reopened.
Reopening in the middle of all of this was harder than opening ever to begin with. And it was worth it, though. I feel really fortunate to have been able to qualify for the payroll protection and to work with everybody one more time and to really go out on our own terms.
Hawkins has decided to permanently shutter the restaurant later this month. She says without outdoor dining, they can only seat four tables at a time, and it just didn't pencil out.
Reality hit, honestly, when the fires happened and the smoke came through, and that, you know, gave us a very strong idea of what winter would look like. And I needed to make the decision because I wanted to be able to, go out gracefully and say goodbye to everybody and be able to support my staff and do it the best way that we possibly could.
Hawkins says she's sad to close the doors, but thankful for her loyal customers who stuck with them during the summer months. Mark Kosmiski is co-owner of Party Downtown. They reopened the restaurant to dining in July when the city of Eugene closed off Broadway for the Streetery program. That's sunsetting at the end of October, though. Kosmiski says they hope to keep serving tables outdoors when the weather permits. They haven't been offering any indoor dining.
We're going to keep having takeout and delivery, just like we've been doing all along since lockdown started. And then we're going to try to do a little bit of retail out of our bar side, have some different cheeses and wines and our house-made groceries, like our homemade hot sauces and things like that.
Kosmiski says restaurants have been through a lot of challenges. He's hopeful they can keep their staff, but he doesn't think the worst is over.
I think that, through the wintertime, that's really going to be the hardest time for any of us so far, because we were lucky enough that, when lockdown went into effect, a lot of us were able to pivot to take out. Some of us closed for a while, but I think we're kind of like in for the hardest part coming up soon.
Ibrahim Hamida has been chef owner of Soraya on 13th Avenue for more than 20 years. The restaurant reopened to in-person dining in June. They're fortunate to have several different rooms and an outdoor patio, he says.
We have been able to respect and keep that social distance, 6 feet between each table. Needless to say, the patio, the outdoors, has been the most popular. And of course, except when the smoke was here and no one wanted to sit there.
Hamida says safety and cleanliness are huge priorities for him and his staff. He plans to keep indoor dining and takeout orders going in the fall and winter months.
I think what we have done is adapted really well, and we're surviving. We're keeping our heads above the water, but we are definitely not thriving.
Hamida describes Soraya as something of a Eugene institution. He says after vandals broke the front windows of his restaurant last spring, the outpouring of support was huge. The local community seems committed to supporting their favorite restaurants, but it's clear the dining scene is very much changed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.